Hi, babes. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, babes.
Oh, hey, babes.
How you going, babes?
Yeah, good.
That's good, babes. Oh, yeah, babes. Got some stuff coming up on the podcast this morning.
Well, that's good. Because if you're going to have a podcast, it's quite good to have some stuff to put on it.
Yeah. We went a bit early with the celebrations of the morning show host day.
Yes.
Bit too, not as many presents as we'd hoped.
No.
No, but we did get some good calls and questions. I will give it that.
Yeah.
Once it was explained exactly what morning show host day means... I think Mix Fam delivered.
We revealed ourselves.
Mm. Trevor Long on this Optus security breach.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Told us a bit more what's going on with that.
It told us a little bit more, but, I mean, still the question remained, didn't it? Like, we can't do anything about it.
No. And if it's a telco.
Yeah.
If they can't keep themselves safe, then what chance do I have?
Mm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, maybe we could just comfort you a bit by wrapping you in a blankie.
Yeah, all right.
He made it sound sort of dirty but,
oh,
but it's meant to be
that.
Like comforting and sweet, but no, you did a bit.
No. Did I? Sorry. Yeah, I did.
Hey, 25K Mystery Mix. That's what it sounds like. Now that you have it there in your hot little hand, you can listen to it as many times as you like, and we'll play at 8:30. Enjoy the podcast.
Okay. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
We're just currently chasing Trevor Long from EFTM.com to talk to him about this hack for Optus, this ridiculous hack. Can I read you guys?
9.8 million people affected.
Can I read you guys the email
Please, that I got?
So we copped this over the weekend, myself and my wife, because we're both former Optus customers. We haven't been Optus customers for a little while now, but clearly it's historically as well as current. But dear Peter, it is with great disappointment I'm writing to let you know that Optus has been a victim of a cyber attack. Now, we know that. This is the other bit. Importantly, no financial information or passwords have been accessed. And that's good.
That's good news.
The information which has been exposed is your name, date of birth, email, phone number, address associated with your account, and the numbers of the ID documents you provided, such as driver's license number or passport number. Bam.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I mean, this is just happening, obviously, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we to do? Because they won't. You can't get... I can't even get a bloody ticket for the movies without giving them my data.
Mm.
Yeah,
so what are you supposed to do?
Well, and this is it. I mean, lots of people are saying they've tried to contact Optus several times. I mean, you can't even contact a telco company when you actually need assistance with something, let alone now. But they're not confirming whether or not people's data has been hacked or not. So they won't tell you what part has been given away.
Okay.
So Trevor's with us now. We've got him. Hey, Trevor, good morning to you.
Morning.
So where are we at with this? I know Optus has come out in the last 24 hours saying that they're going to provide a 12-month subscription to help people who've been affected by this.
Yep, a 12-month subscription to Equifax, which is a credit reporting agency. And that's great because it means that if your data is used to apply for credit on your behalf and you don't know about it, you'll be made aware of it, which is awesome. But credit identity fraud doesn't last a year. So Optus needs to think about how long they're going to run that for, which is going to cost them millions, if not billions of dollars. And the challenge is, as you've said, people don't know what data's been stolen. Now, there was two emails that came to customers. One of them was a bit generic and said your data, and the other one said your ID documents. If you got that email, you're the most affected. And I can tell you, having looked at some of the data the hacker has released this morning, 10,000 lines of data, it includes Medicare cards as well. Medicare, passport, driver's license, there's a lot of information here. And that's going to concern a lot of people.
Trevor, they aren't the first people to be hacked. They're not the first company where this has happened. So something must be in place for them to turn to know this is the next action for people to take. Why don't they know what's going on?
And they won't be the last either. I think the problem is we've never seen anything on this scale. And while they say it was a sophisticated attack, the hackers telling people that it was actually really, really easy. And they've been caught blindsided.
Mm.
I think that Optus's handling of this is as good as it could be from a data and a security perspective. But the problem is the customer relations and the public relations has been appalling. Customers took too many days to find out. The concern people have is enormous, and they need to be more upfront. They need to just tell us how many people it is. Just tell us, make a hotline available so people can ring and find out what information they had on file. They've got to make this stuff available. What they should do is ring Samsung Australia, who had the horrible drama of exploding phones some years ago. And while the publicity was bad, they recovered quickly, and they should be getting advice from people like that, because It's really not a good look for them, the way they're handling this.
No, and Trev, you know, we feel helpless because we have to give all of our data to every service that we require.
Yep.
Are we any different to other countries in the world, or is this being
Absolutely.
Played out elsewhere?
When I go to America, I have a SIM card. I walked into a shop. I said, can I get a 1 month unlimited data SIM card? Thanks very much. They go, yeah, $50. I went, yep, there you go. Done. Didn't
That's
ask
it.
Me who I was or anything. I've still got that account. I've still got a phone number. They don't know who I am. That's why we have ID documents in Australia, because our law enforcement can use it to make sure that criminals can be tracked down. That's great. So I don't have a problem with the asking for the data. I have a problem with the way the data was held, whether it was encrypted, and the fact that it was accessible to the outside world. Mm.
There's extra news that's actually come out this morning. I don't know if you've seen this, Trevor, but the hackers have actually released a video about a ransom. Take a listen to this.
Gentlemen, my name is Dr. Evil. In a little while, you'll notice that the Kreplakistani warhead has gone missing. If you want it back, you're going to have to pay me $1 million.
Now, look, I had a bit of the same reaction off the back of that they are in that clip there. Austin Powers, classic gear. But $1 million US is what these hackers have asked for, which
doesn't seem
it doesn't seem like very much.
And, guys, that's why everyone doubted this was real on the weekend, because it seemed like such a small amount of money. But I looked at the data on the weekend. I've looked at the data today. It's real. Trust me. And and I'll read this exactly, because it's in broken English, just to confirm it's English is not the first language. It says, Optus, if you wish to contact message on site, we are businessmen. $1 million US is a lot of money and we'll keep to our word. If you care about your customer, you will pay. Revenue, $9 billion, $1 million US, small price to pay. So they know now.
Yeah.
They've actually got a big whale and a small request. That's why they're pushing so hard. And now every day they're going to release 10,000 lines of data until Optus pays.
Well, there's the key line, Optus, if you care about your customer. Clearly, not that much.
All right, Trev, thank you very much for the update this morning, mate. We appreciate it.
Anytime, pleasure.
And, of course, the main thing is that if you have been breached and you've got questions, call Optus. That's the information being passed on this morning.
I'm furious. I feel helpless. I mean, we're just
it's the helplessness,
made to do
right?
all of
Listen,
these things.
You know what?
And we're told, oh, don't worry, you little person.
Yeah.
It's the frustration I feel that I don't want to give anyone my details, and everyone acts like I'm the tinfoil hat person on this show.
Mm.
But every time we have all these examples of when this stuff happens, you just have to sit on your hands and do nothing. And that's why I'm the person I am.
I am starting to move over to your side of the room, Kimber.
It's hard to
stay
live on this side of the fence. Yeah.
Stay away from the light.
Footy is Barra's game. Insurance is RAC's. RAC Insurance. For the better.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barra Monday.
Big challenge for you, mate, because there's not much to talk about from the weekend, if I'm honest.
That was a topper of a game. The game wasn't great, but a couple of wonderful, wonderful things happened. Two wonderful things, in fact, and one very clever thing. Firstly, Joel Selwood, the captain of Geelong, he had almost the perfect day, Kimber. It started with running out with his best mate's little son, Levi. I don't know if you
Gary
saw that.
Gary Ablett Jr.'s son.
Yeah, little three-year-old Levi's got a rare...
Had some challenges, hasn't he?
Yeah, disease that's... Anyway, it's a really tough disease. And the kid's not well, and he ran out, and the kid was smiling and just laughing. It was so beautiful. Went through the banner with him. Then later on, he kicked a goal that erupted the whole team, and everybody was crying. He was the premiership captain. He gave his boots to the Oz Kickers. You know, when they get their medal off the Oz Kickers, he gave his boots to this kid who was just so pumped. And then he got little Sammy Moorfoot, who's the water boy from the team.
Yes,
who's got Down syndrome. He was in the crowd, and he pulled him out of the crowd, put him on the ground, and the kid was just absolutely beaming. And those photos have just gone around the world. It was so
nice.
It's like the perfect game.
Has he retired? Was that his last game, or that's
I reckon
not official?
He's about
60 years old.
I know.
Well,
that was the funny thing.
I don't know. The name Joel, I mean, it just seems like you're young forever.
Joel, yeah.
Joel's not an older person. It's like not a name for anyone
Joel
over 40.
Joel Edgerton. He never grows up.
You know, just Joel,
Did you see the yesterday, the Mad Monday celebrations as well? So because they're known as Dad's Army or the geriatric Geelong team, and they've been hammered for being too old, they're the oldest team in history.
Yes.
Oldest team in history.
Yeah.
And yet.
They turned up at Mad Monday all dressed as senior citizens.
Yes, which would have died someone on social media, surely.
They had walkers and they had walking frames and they were just hobbling around. It was very, very clever. The other perfect thing that happened over the weekend was Roger Federer's send-off. Oh, my God. That guy, he's got to be the most admired sportsman in the world all time. And talk about breaking down the stereotypes. So he's sitting there with all these great rivals, including Rafa Nadal, holding hands, crying.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
I think also, too, because it's the idea of going, when you lose a real champion like that, then who are you going to play?
It was a real breakup, wasn't it? It was a real breakup between the two.
Never seen anything like it. Do you have any audio of
Yeah, have a listen to this.
Man?
Here we go.
She could have stopped me long, long time ago, but she didn't. She kept me going and allowed me to play, so it's amazing. Thank you.
That's him talking about his wife, Mirka, and the fact that she pushed him the whole time, didn't say, when are you bloody retiring? Is that enough for tennis?
She was always there in the crowd. Why
would she be saying retire when you're earning all the money? Keep playing, Roger. You're doing really well.
He doesn't need any more money. So that was magical. And, of course, you know, we say farewell to probably the most admired sportsman of all time. The only thing ahead now is the NRL Grand Final. That's on Sunday. It's the Westies are playing each other.
Yeah.
Penrith and Parramatta.
And Parramatta, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be monstrous out
Panthers
there.
Panthers versus the Eels. Mate versus mate.
Have we had a Prime Minister come out and say he's backing one of the men yet or what?
There's going to be biff. I know that.
I
That's what they
believe.
Want.
I cannot believe. I spend minutes every week trying to think of football questions. You guys get me right into it all season leading up to the Grand Final. And when we get to talk about the Grand Final, we talked about a couple of kids running out with a smile.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
It was quite a bit. The game
honestly,
was
it was minutes every week I waste coming up.
You need to be more like Mirka. Just give us support.
Actually, can I just give you a bouquet, though? As I go out, your interviews with Justin Longmuir have been a highlight of the year.
Thank you. Well done.
And I've used it on the news plenty of times when you ask him those tough questions. I loved it.
Good on you. Thanks.
See you guys.
See you.
Well, I'm thrilled to be going out again because I was basically sick for 2 weeks.
You were.
I just spent a long time on the couch with a cold and a chest infection. And so I was feeling a little bit rubbish and a little bit sorry for myself. And so really what was making me feel better was just laying on the couch and just snuggling under a blanket.
Yeah.
And you know when you get the right blanket, you're like, this blanket makes me feel better about everything.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, that is my thing. My thing to give me comfort is a blanket. It doesn't matter if you're like, if you're sick overseas or you're going through a breakup or whatever it is, or if you're just, you know, you're feeling a bit rubbish, wrap yourself in a blanket. And I'm like, is this the best comfort item ever?
Yeah. Oh, great question.
Yeah.
And then I realized there's something better.
What is it?
There's one thing that's better than a comfort blanket.
James?
A hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
It's the hot shower.
I thought, nope,
you know what? It doesn't matter how disgusting I feel, whether I'm sick or not well or tired or whatever. Jump in a shower, I feel 100%.
You do, until you see the price of the water bill.
The water is killing me right now. I can't believe how expensive water has got. But it is. The shower is the comfort item of all time. I challenge you to come up with something more comforting than a hot shower.
Well, for me, it's tea and toast.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's my Blackpool, Northern English side of me coming out. And my Nana and Pop. Yeah. That solved everything. If someone dies, would you like a cup of tea? If some, you know... Cup of tea and a piece of, you know, toast was always the cure-all.
That make me feel better.
Sounds like a great title for a show, by the way. Tea and toast.
Doesn't it?
Tea and toast with Matt Natinsky. Welcome to Mixiety 4.5.
I get that. I'm in with the cup of tea.
Yeah.
So I've got an interesting one. I've got one particular pair of undies that fit just perfectly.
Yes.
Right now,
have you thought about buying more of the same pair?
Well, here's the weird thing, right? So they're the Bonds Y fronts. Uh-huh. They're my favourite types of undies. But I don't know what it is. But you'll buy a pack, and they don't all always fit exactly the same. I don't know why, but they don't always. But there's this one particular pair where I know if I stumble upon them, because they're the same color as half a dozen of the others, right? Yep. If I stumble upon these and put them on, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I understand that.
Do you change into them? Like, if you're having a bad day, do you go, there's only one way to fix this?
100%. I've done it plenty of times. Honestly, this, I don't know what it is. There's something about the material, the length that they've used, or all of that sort of stuff. Don't read into
that
anything.
Bangladeshi
by that
Bangladeshi kid did a great job on them,
wonderful
didn't he?
Wonderful job, yes, and thank you to him. But that one particular pair... That's my ultimate comfort
item. I've got like these Indian, that my wife got from India, like I call them fishing pants, but you know the sort of.
Yeah.
And oh, I love them so much, and they've got holes in them, and I can't wear them anymore, but they were always my, okay, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Pants.
$5 says we see him wearing them again.
Oh, absolutely.
What's your comfort item?
Sarah, hi.
Hi.
Sarah, what's your comfort item?
My flannelette pajamas in winter.
Yes. Keep away from flames, Sarah, but yes, they are very, very comfortable.
Why are pajamas the most flammable item we can have? It's the time that you are sleepy and not really in a state to be getting out of a fire.
Marie in Embleton, what's your comfort item?
It's actually my dog. She's a big girl. Every time I get upset or distressed or sad, or whatever, she is there. She just jumps in my laps and comforts me, and she won't get off till I'm actually... give out happier emotions.
Oh,
and
she
really
knows.
I know,
really
don't they, Marie?
Yeah. My dog is emotionally not intelligent, and he never comes to me when I need him, so I just force myself on him.
No, she's the opposite. She will sense it. If I'm doing, say, like an assignment, and I get a bit frustrated because I've got a reference and index and all of this stuff, she just comes and puts her head on my lap and go, "What's wrong, Mum?"
Oh,
she's
God.
So attuned. Yes. It's like... And every time she does it, she's two now, and I've had a few things, but she is so attuned to when I start getting a little bit sad or upset. She's just, oh, my God, at the Queen's funeral, she did not move. She just sat right next to me.
Really? Well, she was feeling for the corgis, Marie.
Oh my God.
That's
so
sweet.
It was just insane. So, yeah.
They know.
Why are they still making us index our references on these things?
That's a great question.
Honestly. If it's on the internet, isn't it true? Isn't it fine?
Nobody's ever... You point me in the direction of anybody who's ever referenced anything properly.
Referencing's the worst.
Beck in Greenfields, what's your comfort item?
It's a boomerang pillow.
Oh, okay. Yes. One of those pillows.
Yeah, but it's got to be with a silk pillowcase.
Do they really work? Because everybody says it's good for your hair and it's good for your skin. Are you a better person because of it?
Well, your hair, yes. And that's from a hairdresser's point of view, because it stops the hair from like knotting up and ripping out.
Yep.
Okay. But it's literally when you feel that silk on your face while you're snuggled up into it. Perfect.
Yeah.
I need a pillow.
And the V goes all the way around you. You can spin it around in any direction and make it a body pillow.
And if you lose it, does it? You know, everyone gets a day. Everyone gets a special day.
Mm.
Mothers get a day. Fathers get a day. Spaghetti gets a day.
Yeah, everything.
Pancake. Pick your bloody nose day, right?
Yes, yep.
Finally, when we walked in today, Kimber, I think you saw it. Today, and I can't believe this, we finally get our moment, is morning show host day.
Yep.
It's a beautiful.
Finally,
it's a day for morning show hosts.
Now, I'll be honest with you. After I heard that, I did go to my desk to see if someone had left a little something for me.
Looking
perhaps
for streamers.
Perhaps the boss. A little, one of those little, you know, even a scratchy. I would have taken a scratchy. Nothing.
A card. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
No.
Nothing.
It's the thankless industry, this
it
one.
It really is. Finally.
Producer Rami, producer Kerrod, nothing for us today?
Anything, guys? Can't even find the button.
Sorry, it took me a while there. First day back. no, have you got anything?
No.
You said you were going to bring something in and you didn't.
Well, stuff you guys.
You know
what,
though?
You guys get coffees, okay? That's all you get.
And Matt bought those coffees.
Nobody else ain't going to wake off. You've already had that, though, so.
I've got to clarify here, though. Okay. Morning show host day is not what you think it is.
Oh.
It's not really a day to celebrate us and give us presents.
Oh.
It's actually a day... dedicated to getting to know the personalities behind your favourite morning show.
Okay.
So they say morning show hosts are picked for a variety of reasons, and this day offers a great opportunity to appreciate the morning show hosts and what they bring to your shows. You can learn more about them.
Oh, I don't think people want to learn more about me.
I reckon you put it out there. Ask us what you want to know about us.
And I like none of this, you know, what do you guys do after 9 o'clock? Who picks the music?
I mean, you can.
Like real stuff. But I want, real stuff.
Oh, okay. This is getting deep and dirty.
Deep stuff. I want
so
deep
that,
stuff.
So that's that what it's about?
It's getting to know the personalities behind your morning show. So ask us a question about ourselves, something you'd like to know about us. that will tell you.
I'm interested because one of the nicest compliments you can receive if you are in the sort of public eye is when people say, oh, you're just like you are on the radio.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I like to hear that because that's, I guess, what we're all trying to be, right, ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously there's private stuff.
Tracy and Ellenbrook, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Trace.
Happy morning, show host day, Trace.
Happy morning, show host day to you too.
Thank you. what do you want to know?
My question is, when you were really small child, what did you actually want to be when you grow up?
Hairdresser.
Did you?
Jeez, that came out quick.
First thing I wanted to be was a hairdresser, but my family have all these cassette tapes of me recording myself as a radio interviewer.
Really?
Really?
Go figure.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that I had a bunch of these tapes, but I said hairdresser all the time when I was a kid.
I wanted to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah. I was obsessed with maps, particularly geography, but also human biology. I had like the Anatomy Man, that doll.
Yeah.
Then I discovered alcohol.
I wanted to be a late night talk show host.
Did you?
Yeah, like I used to sit there and watch Rove Live.
Uh-huh.
And while everybody was sort of being entertained by what was going on, I was sitting there apparently going, I could do that. I want to do that. So,
and you can, and you will.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
I felt conviction in your face.
Damn straight.
Or something like that as well. And then Mum and Dad tried to make me become a fishmonger.
They tried.
Good question. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks,
good
Trace.
Start.
Natalie and Thornley, good morning to you. What's your question?
Good morning, guys. My question is, you all seem so like close, like a family unit almost.
Mm.
Outside of work, do you guys actually catch up? Like if it's not work related at all, but as friends with your family?
No.
Well, you know what? It's a mixed bag.
Not a lot. No.
Generally because we spend too much time together in the week and we find we spend more time with each other than we do our actual families.
That's very true.
So we think it's a healthy break. In saying that, last holidays, I hung out with Matt.
You did? And I've been to a few parties at your place.
I stayed with Matt at his accommodation.
Yes.
I never have.
No.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
For me, it's the kid thing at the moment.
Yes.
Because of the young kids. But I imagine once they get older and I can sort of flick them a little bit, then I'll come and hang out.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
We do love each other, but we do spend a lot of time together in quite an intense environment.
Yeah.
So it is good to give each other some space.
But certainly if we weren't on air, I think we would be hanging out.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Wendy, hi.
Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Morning Show Host Day. What are you up for us?
Well, Pete, Matt and Kimber, similar sort of follow-on from what you just said, but I'm just wondering, if you could only go out for dinner with one of your colleagues, which one would you choose and why?
Oh, great question.
Are we including producers?
Just each other, Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Just the three of us.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. This is a really good question.
It's a hard question. I'll say Pete, but only because I've been with Kimber for a lot of years now and I know a lot about her, but there's probably still things that that I don't know about you that I would grill you on.
Yeah. There's not much under the hood,
isn't there?
No, not
okay,
really.
Kimber, you're on.
Short dinner.
No, it's true. I think I'd go with Pete too. I think I would. But,
thanks a lot.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. It's very kind.
For no reason in particular, though. Mainly just because I think I've probably done more dinners with Matt.
I'd go with whoever's paying.
Now, guys, just before we had our week vacation, I had a bad cold and I lost my voice for about 8 to 10 days. So it was a very long time to...
I mean, that's a tragedy for you, isn't
it? Well, it turns out when you don't have a voice, it's really hard to get attention of anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get any service at home, that's for sure. but I got a bit gross. Like, I was, you know, a bit of a lung infection.
The green stuff?
Coughing up
Did you see the green stuff?
Green. I had to get some antibiotics, that kind of biz. And you guys did the show for a week without me. And the thing is that you need to explain where I am because you start the show with, oh, hey, it's Pete, Matt and Kimber. Oh, Kimber's not here because she's got a cold.
Yes.
Right? And and so, Pete, you covered it once with this.
Now, this is filling in for Kimber at the moment.
Yes.
Off and a little unwell.
Covered it another time like this.
No, Kimber, this morning stood off a little bit.
She's not well.
Yeah, she's not well, poor thing.
Yeah.
But we wish her well.
We do.
There's a bit of variety in that
one. Yeah, wasn't that
one?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that I get you have to do it multiple times during the show and you find...
Every time we hear, Pete, Matt! having Kimber. Yeah.
And it gets boring and you don't have ways to say it. And then one day, I think it was the Thursday, so I'd already been off for like a week. And you said this.
Mix 94.5, it's Pete, Matt and Kimber, 10 minutes away from 7. Alyssa filling in for Kimber this week. Because Kimber's, she's not doing too well.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't doing too well because I had a cold. But I don't know what struck a chord for people, but that version got people worried.
Oh, really?
And so even after a whole week of me being off air, I got four messages from people that day going, "Hi, just want to check on your mental health." Which was really amazing. Like people that I hadn't heard from for a long time, like friends of mine from the comedy scene. I even heard from my old chiropractor.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen my chiropractor in ages. I say old chiropractor. He's technically still my chiro. Sure, I just haven't been in a while. But contacted me, reached out and said, "Hey, look, my friend said, I know that saying Kimber's not doing too well is polite code for you're not in a good place."
Yes, right. And as I opposed to being ill, just a cold.
And
or
I want to see that you're okay.
Now that you mention it, that was the day that my cousin reached out to me as well. And he goes, "Hey, mate, is everything okay with Kimber? Is she I'm not joking. My cousin Ben. Good morning to you if you're listening, mate."
What I took from this was how gorgeous people are. Like, it was very sweet because friends, you know, we talk about Are You Okay Day and reaching out to people and going, "Are you okay?" And I genuinely did get people going, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
But it just amazed me that if you just phrase something slightly differently, if you don't say she's got a cold and you say Kimber's not doing too well, that changed everything.
Totally.
So, you know, check in on your friends.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. But it was very nice. Thank you for those who got in touch.
No.
Good to have you back. How are you traveling?
Doing really well. Mix 94.5.